It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. USDA reported export sales this morning for the week ending June 22nd like this. Wheat, 19.9 million bushels. Corn, 79.9. That's 53.3 old and 26.5 new. And soybeans, 19.6. 13.9 old and 5.7 new. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of AgReview. The Midwest direct hog markets are called weak to $1 per hundredweight lower today on slow pre-weekend and Independence Day holiday demand. Terminals called steady to a dollar lower. Tops from 48.50 to 51.50. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $50. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, June 28th. Voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 12,931. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $65 to $75. The weighted average, $73.52, a loss of $1.77 from Tuesday. On a line basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.40 to $60.55. The weighted average, $55.73. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 9,805. The base price range was $64.25 to $75. The weighted average, $72.13, a loss of $2.06 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.67 to $60.84, and the weighted average was $55.26.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. As I look at the radar, Ed, this morning, there just doesn't appear to be much falling across the corn and soybean belts right now.
Yeah, we're getting a break as cooler and drier air has pushed in, at least temporarily. So there won't be heat stress today with the cooler, drier air. But warmer and slightly more humid air will start to push back northward across the Midwest tonight into tomorrow, and that is likely to trigger some thunderstorms. It looks like there will be a cluster forming near the Iowa-Missouri border, and that'll push southeastward into portions of central and southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana and Kentucky as we go through late tonight and tomorrow morning. So there may be a few pockets of heavy rain in that cluster, many areas of light rain, but otherwise not much precipitation during the next 24 hours. And then we're looking at showers and thunderstorms setting up over the weekend on the fringe of a hot dome of air. The hot dome remains centered over the Rockies and west, and that will build into the western plains again this weekend. So what we're going to have is showers and thunderstorms on the edge of that. That would be on the northern and eastern edges of that. So North Dakota into parts of Minnesota, the northern and eastern Midwest favored for the rain. The southwestern Midwest not getting as much rain. Southern parts of the spring wheat belt remaining dry, so that's of concern. Now, it's dry across most of the Midwest right now, but yesterday some precipitation did occur. About 40% of the Corn Belt did pick up some rain. There's a narrow band across eastern Kansas into Missouri, and there were also scattered showers and thunderstorms in the eastern Corn Belt with some locally heavy amounts in Indiana. And over an inch of rain did fall at South Bend, Indiana. There were other areas south of there that picked up a lot of rain. And I might add that some of the crops in Indiana don't look that good, and it's not because of dryness. It's because it was very wet at the start of the season, and then some fields got very wet while the crops are still just emerging. So we'll see how things go in the eastern Corn Belt. But right now, it's not a case of dryness or hotness. It's a case of it was a little too wet too early, and on occasion, we're still getting a lot of rain there. The area of the Midwest that we have the most concern about is maybe turning a little stressed out because of heat and dryness would be the western Midwest. We're talking about the growing areas of Kansas and Nebraska and maybe parts of western Iowa and southwestern Minnesota. A lot of those areas, no problems yet, But those are the areas that are most likely to maybe experience some dryness and heat over the next couple of weeks. But the bulk of the Midwest should be doing okay. Right now, we do have some dry pockets of concern in south central and central Iowa. There are a few areas that are very dry. Also across central Illinois, we talk about the I-72 corridor, some very dry areas in central Illinois. I think as we go through the next week, many of those areas will pick up some rain. As is always the case, even in a good year for rainfall, there are some pockets that stay dry. Now, some prognosticators or market movers, as I like to call them, are already talking about the big heat and dryness in middle July during the pollination stage. Is that going to happen? Well, still a little too early to tell. I can tell you that the maps are not pointing to that just yet. And just as some people forecast 10 of every 2 droughts that occur, some will forecast 10 of every 2 extreme heat waves that occur. So you should monitor the weather conditions July into August, as that will be important. But remember that just because some people are saying it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Right now, the heat dome is staying out west. It will at times push into the southwestern Corn Belt, but there are no indications yet that the Corn Belt is going hot and dry. So while that is always a possibility, there's a greater possibility that won't happen. So when you're making decisions, keep that in mind. And we'll keep you informed as we go through July. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City, July wheat opened at 488 and three quarters, down 2. Last trade down 1 3/4 at the Board of Trade. July, 370 and three quarters, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 1 1/2. September, 387 and three quarters, down 1/4. Last trade up 1. July corn, 225 1/2 was the open there, down 1/2. Last trade up 2. September, 237 unchanged. Last trade up 2 1/2. December, 252 unchanged. Last trade up 2 1/4. Take it out to the red line. July, 280 down 1/4. Last trade up 1 3/4. July beans open to 577 1/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade up 1 1/2. Noves, 603 3/4, down 2. Last trade up 1. March, 624 down 1/4. Last trade down 1/4. July soybean meal, 172.80 up 10. Last trade down 10. July soybean oil, 25.27 unchanged. Last trade down 7. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
A big corn number, but with the reports tomorrow, will anyone pay attention?
Oh, we'll take a look at it, I think, early on. There is an awful lot of focus tomorrow on the acreage report rather than the quarterly stocks report. Both come out before the opening. The corn export bookings number came in at 53 million bushels of old crop and 27 million bushels of new. So that was pretty large. As a matter of fact, it's 7% above the 4-week average. Big sale to unknown, Egypt, Mexico. Some buyers in there that maybe we have some questions whether this will actually be delivered. I think the number that I'll be looking at isn't going to be this acreage number, but it's the quarterly stocks report. And if the corn stocks come in at 4.3, I think that would be friendly. We come in at 4.45 or 4.5. It's going to be high. So those are the kind of numbers that I'm going to be looking at. On the acreage, everybody's got dialed in more corn acres. Funds were buying early in the morning. They quit buying. There's going to be some talk about rain, but this corn market will be up a penny to maybe as much as 2 or 3 cents this morning.
Pretty good soybean number today.
Yeah, it was a pretty good bean number on the export bookings. Came in at around 14 million old crop, 5.5 million new crop. The trade wasn't looking for anything that large, so we should get a pop at the outset. We see some funds come in and buy. This 2 to 3 higher opening market could magnify into something big. Stocks number is going to be the one to watch there. If it comes in over a billion bushels, we've probably got some issues in the beans and will curb rallies.
And fairly quickly, your comments and call on the wheat.
Wheat steady, maybe a penny, penny and a half better. Export bookings there were good. A lot of weather stress in the northern plains. Stocks number come in around 5.5 million bushels there.
Ellen, have a great day, and we'll keep an eye on those numbers that
Thanks,
you talked
Dave.
About. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.